This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We've heard for years that the breast is best.
It's the all-caller show.
Oh.
Now, we're going to take calls for the entire show.
Okay.
877-365-3636. The entire show.
The entire show.
Well, at least until the Buzz News time comes.
Right.
So
That's the way we normally do it.
I'm just telling everybody. Well, we've actually only done an all-caller show one time before.
Officially, right. And we really didn't get it off the ground last time because there was so much going on that we needed to talk about.
There was actual news happening.
Right. Exactly.
As opposed to the American Idol news.
Quite different. It's still shocking.
But let's do start with that. And then we got a fake phone call and everything else.
Every Wednesday, millions of American families gather around the TV to see how their favorite votes and idols can change the life of a contestant. Let me redo that. Davey, back over. Back over, Davey. Come on. Let's do this right. Three, two, and... I can't see that far. Every Wednesday, millions of American families gather around the TV to see how their votes
change
the life of an idol contestant.
I never knew he read.
The country comes together to see what it can do to change the lives of thousands of people at home and in Africa. It is a big night...
He screwed it up on national TV.
Ouch. That's his first... That's really his first super deluxe screw-up that I can remember.
Not bad.
Things will go on. Life will go on. Rosie will probably get a show of some kind. It'll go on. It'll start strong, and then it'll fail, and that's the way it is, because Rosie will always fail ultimately.
Now let's start with a really great gag song.
Debbie Matenopoulos, Star Jones was a hippopotamus, lost all of that weight, and denied her tummy tuck. Where did Lucy Liu go? That's actually Lisa Ling that I'm thinking of. The View can't seem to keep a steady lineup on that show. Rosie was finally fired. Barbara Walters denies it. Donald Trump is excited. Rosie was finally fired. Maybe she'll be hired as the Price is Right host.
Okay.
Jingle.
We're talking about the FCC. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks. Larry here in New York City. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, John. I have to say, number one, as soon as I hear the phrase, the FCC recommends, I immediately cringe because I know they're trying to change the behavior of an entire society, as has been evidenced over the last number of years. Now, and I think they come up with something like this. Now, exactly what do they want to do now?
What they want now is to get some sort of control over the violence. They have come to the conclusion that there's too much violence and sexual activity for children that children can watch.
There's the word. There's the key word you used, which is control. They want to control what we watch, what we think about what we watch, and whether or not any of us could survive in the same room where Michael Merritt drops a big BM.
Well, Larry, you know what? We have this guy a lot of times on here. He comes by the name of Larry. He comes by the name of last week he was on. Jamie, last week he was on too. What was his name last week? Same guy.
Probably Larry.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Larry. It was somebody else. Can you imagine? I know it was beeped out, so you didn't hear what went on, right, Frank? I mean, nobody heard that. He's got his fingers crossed. Can you imagine that there are individuals that sit at home and listen to the radio and then pick up the telephone and take all the effort it takes to dial and then do childish acts like that?
You know what's worse? Guys who then replay them on their radio show.
Those are the real children.
There's a follow-up call.
Oh, good.
Always right next door, as close as your radio, John Gambling at 77 WABC. Dan in the Bronx, you're with John. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. I'm very upset to hear so many mothers call in saying the government should
the government should step in. They're handing over their own parental rights, and I hear them demanding it. And it's very upsetting to me. I have five children. One of them's name is Don Geronimo, and he hosts a radio show where talks on the radio.
Absolutely. No, come on. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How do we protect against this loony tune? How do you do it, Jill? I mean,
Speaking of government control.
Yeah, government control. You know what we should do? That's exactly what we should. Now, again, those of you on the radio did not hear what this guy did. He belched.
Changed his voice on me again.
Well, of course. I mean, this is a lunatic. This is a person that should be in a hospital.
He's obviously calling from a mental place.
Well, I don't think he is. No, I think he's calling from his house. I think he's just mental. What we should do, and if you are still listening, Dan in the Bronx or Larry in whatever, wherever you were, and Frank from last week, if you're listening, we actually have caller ID. We actually know where you're calling from.
That's right. This happened before, and we sent it to the authorities.
Exactly. We have caller ID, and if we want to, we can trace this back. Now, you know, I've got a couple of contacts at the police department that we could actually, you know, have a visit arranged.
No.
So next time, Jamie, next time Dan calls,
for burping,
jot down the number that's flashing on the on the caller ID, and we'll see if we can
send a squad car out.
Warning. This is the warning.
This is it.
All right,
I'll
do that next time.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, she's real sincere.
I'm stunned. Every time I hear people do this, whether it's this radio program or others,
I'm
thinking to myself, how could you be so vacuous? How could you be so, your life be so empty that this is what you find entertaining? That this is what you do to entertain yourself?
Wow. You're like he's talking to us, Don. You're damn right.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What not?
Well, hi, everybody.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
That's so gay.
The show can be fun, man.
Well, we hope so.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, little brains. We're little brains just like you.
Oh, our brains are tiny.
Don and Mike show, and it's sure happy it's Thursday. You know, S-H-I Thursday. Oops, watch out, FCC.
Ooh. Shocking.
I hope nobody calls the police about that.
Hey, there's a squad car outside for the vacuous host.
So we're going to do the all-caller show today.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should be scared, Mike.
Really?
I think you should.
I should embrace it?
Yes. You should face your fear.
Okay.
And know that we can go an entire show taking calls from the listeners. Maximum time you'll spend on the air, 60 seconds, unless you really just blow us away. But keep in mind when we did the last all-caller show that we started before we got sidetracked with
right.
the actual events of the day,
right.
you're not guaranteed 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
And this also...
You made that rule up last time, and I like that.
And this also... This ain't a make-us-laugh segment.
No, not at all. This is really, you know... What anybody wants to talk about, we're to a certain extent turning the show over to the callers.
It's
and,
your show.
You know, you're really driving the car today.
I mean, really, our favorite part of the show, next to talking about ourselves, is taking your phone calls.
Always has been.
So why not really devote a show to it, but not the way that an ass like Rush Limbaugh does? You know, it's like open line Friday.
No.
As long as you want to talk about what he wants to talk about.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a regular show.
Right. And you'll hear a lot of this today. I mean, don't be surprised if you hear over our microphones some exhaling, you know, some exasperated exhaling. It'll happen, but we're going to give you a shot.
That's a negative thought to start the show.
I'm sorry.
I hate being Peter positive.
You know, I really should be more positive, but... Well, I just know there are going to be a lot of calls coming in from Northern California. It's tough for me. I mean, for years now, when did they lap Washington as far as being the basis for calls on this show. Was it about 5-6 years ago?
No, we get, I think, to be terribly honest with you, the majority of our calls come from Washington, D.C.
They do?
The calls that piss you off.
It just seems like more. Overwhelmingly come from Northern California.
Come from the Sacramento area.
Yeah, D.C. callers don't piss me off normally at all.
No. I actually sometimes, we've got like software to break it down by area code. And I think it's, break it down, man.
Break it down!
Yeah, the talk that rocks, baby. Yeah.
I think it's D.C.'s number one calling the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think Baltimore is number two.
Makes sense. Okay.
And I believe Sacramento is number three.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then it's like,
you know, that's put me in a totally positive frame of mind.
Good.
It's like, I saw the stats from last month, I guess. It's like Portland, Maine is number four. And
oh, really?
I think South Florida had moved up into the top five.
Wow.
Really?
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Haiti at number six.
Yeah, our affiliate in Port-au-Prince.
It's always Haiti with you.
W-H-T-I.
Haiti, but yeah, but it's not spelled the same way as the country.
No.
Rob's country is H-A-T-E-Y.
Haiti.
Haiti.
Like Whitey.
Right. Like I Haiti.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Haiti. Haiti, Whitey. Well, I think we've postponed it long enough.
Yes.
The inevitable is going to happen.
Let's go.
It is inevitable.
It will inevitably happen.
What? And it has begun. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Hi there.
Not a whole lot. I wanted to say how American Idol just sucked last night. It was the worst show, and I'm done with it. I'm never watching it again. The fact that they didn't even vote somebody out was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Friend, it's a good thing we're taking calls today. Because trust me, I could have lectured, preached about this for about an hour today. I was telling Mike before the show. Oh, goodbye.
I'm gonna take up the rest of your time here.
I told Mike before the show. I know it's highly unpopular.
You've never been one to shy away from a controversial
stance. I'm not
stance.
Saying this to take the other side.
Gotcha.
No.
It truly.
You're guilty of being a contrarian. On some subjects, but on this, I believe.
It's on principle.
Although I don't understand it, I do believe that you're being sincere.
It truly sucked. It was like a combination of the worst telethon / Super Bowl halftime show I've ever seen. Thanks, Bono, for your 5 seconds. And thanks, American Idol, for not kicking anybody off. Okay?
That's all.
You're a little upset.
Last night, I was standing in front of the TV screaming stuff.
Yeah.
About starving children. You know.
Wishing them well.
Don't get me going on this.
I know.
If they wanted to take care of this problem, meaning all of these corporations,
mm-hmm.
they could.
Easily done.
I thought it sucked ass. And the Elvis thing. Yeah, I guess it was good if you had 3D glasses on.
Oh, come on.
And as I told you in the office, I got totally sucked into it. Don's like railing against it, and he sees me smirking, and I'm just sitting there laughing, and I'm finally like, I guess I shouldn't tell you that about halfway through I went to the computer and donated money.
Gave generously.
And I donated it. I seriously donated it, and I know you don't want to hear this. I donated it in a Rudy way. I donated it because I got sucked in. To the emotion of the moment.
Yes, and we were all so manipulated.
If I was manipulated, I know I was manipulated.
The same footage of the same children that they've crammed down our throats for 6 months now. You know, I don't know. Just kick somebody off the show.
That's all you ask.
You get two next week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got to say, that was the best Belcher tape ever, that last one.
That was pretty good quality.
Mm-hmm. That was not necessarily the funniest, but the idea of a talk show host complaining about the encroachment of freedom of speech, threatening to send government agents out to this guy who's expressing himself.
I like when you say government agents. That works, too.
And what's great is that the guy's on a huge station, WABC in New York,
right.
And I guess he doesn't get a lot of crank calls. Mm. And when you're an old guy in a situation like that, that's all you can think to do. I mean,
right.
In essence, we've said the same thing to people.
Sure, but kidding. I mean,
hey, we've got your number, right. But we say stuff like, if you don't stop calling us, we're going to put out an ad in a gay magazine.
That's not a hollow threat either.
And put your phone number in there that says, like, I love giving oral, and I especially love calls in the middle of the night.
Well, thank us later.
And, you know, that's what makes it funny. What the guy doesn't realize, the guy up on the big station in New York doesn't realize, is that he is giving our friend everything he wants. Everything he wants, and he's giving us everything that we want
on a planet.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I really like the Don and Mike Show, especially Buzz Burbank's news. He explains things to me in a way I can understand easily. And what I'm really curious about...
Okay, see, that's like where we're going to cut
you off.
Is that
Paulie? Yeah, Paulie Jr.?
He was trying to do some tuttles for us, I think. Not bad, not good. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to apologize to Mike for arguing about Michael Ironside yesterday. He's correct. I was incorrect.
Well, didn't you admit that? I mean, it's not like you were really digging your heels in on that one, right?
No. You were. In fact, as soon as you said that, the guy with the arm, I thought, oh, crap, it is Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside, character actor, head exploded in Scanners, no arm in Starship Troopers.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Now, did he lose his arm in the original or did he lose his arm in the sequel?
Well,
he had his arm. Why don't you go ahead and answer, sir?
When he was teaching in the original Starship Troopers, didn't he only have one arm?
I don't remember.
He only had one arm when he was in the classroom.
Hard to point. He's a great tough guy.
He only had one arm, and then he lost the second arm during the attack.
Like Forrest Whitaker, I believe, is a member of the Dead Eye Club.
And here's the clip of the guy with one arm from Starship Troopers.
Right.
How you doing?
Bye. Oh, good. You're gonna play it to the label.
Yeah.
Come on, bull.
Come on, bull.
And remember, he's asking a bull, "How's it doing?"
Yeah. Come on, bull.
Come on, bull. How you doing?
How's it doing? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there, all caller show. What's up?
Check this out. I just got hired. This is my first time being in advertising. As a grocery store.
Slow down.
Take a breath.
Please, you must slow down so we can understand.
It's your first time in advertising.
Okay, I got these slogans for this grocery store. One of them,
Stop again, please. I need to ask some questions here. Okay, you say you got your first job in advertising. You're working for an advertising agency?
Right.
What are you doing at the agency?
I got to collect these jingles or slogans for these.
You do what with jingles and slogans?
You know, like make up something, make the people come or whatever.
Wait a minute, you're lying.
You'd be able to
at least give us a job title if you got to work at an ad agency.
You'd have a better phone.
Okay, listen to one of them. Okay, please.
No, not unless you come clean and tell the truth.
What's the name of the ad agency?
I'm gonna try to make you guys laugh.
Bye.
So you just want to try to make us laugh. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
We don't like that.
Hello.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
What's up, Doc? You know, it may be time to pull out the Dennis and Shaq show. That's got a really limited shelf life, being as the goddamn Miami Heat lost again to Chicago the other night. Key
right,
Rice.
Doc.
I'm afraid that series is over.
What's up, Doc?
Get worried, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, Donnie.
How you doing? What's up, Doc? Maybe I should come back and play. Yeah. What's up, Doc? I'm a deputy sheriff. Get out of that effing car. She baited me. What would that genie...
3 months for football season, Donnie.
What would that genie move I was in? Kazam! I did a call letter. Yeah, how you doing? What's up, Doc? I hate Kobe. What's up, Doc? How you doing? I gamble now. I love Phil.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Very brief episode of the Shaq and Dennis show.
Couldn't really enjoy myself doing that with him shouting in the background there, but it is the all caller show. Maybe we were infringing on his time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Mr. Hand, isn't it really our time?
Mr. Pizza guy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, three fast facts. Number one, the genie knew was Shaq with Shazam.
Right. You had that.
Yep, had that. Okay. It's with a K.
Number three, the Belcher has a MySpace page.
That would be number two out of three. But, okay, yes, we were aware the Belcher's on MySpace.
The worst word you can call a white person that gets them bent out of shape and angry is a racist.
That might be true.
Okay, and
it never bothers Rob.
Well, Rob's a different kind of animal.
Some people, you know, wear it with pride.
Well, those are the three things that you said you wanted to say.
I said four.
You said four? I thought you said three.
You said three. And then you did them out of order.
I distinctly heard three.
This is not a negotiation. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
Not at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
Hey, I had to tell you my favorite clip of all time, if you guys still have it. How about the Don and Mike Jerry? I love that clip. If you have that to play, I think that's as good as the Belcher.
That's actually not within arm's distance. I'm sorry. We're not here doing Request-O-Matic today.
It's the all-caller show, but it's not the request
oh,
show.
Oh, so, okay. Well,
I mean, the thought would be that you actually could call and chat. I mean, like, when we take calls, if we do a segment where we just take calls, if someone calls up and, like, requests a tape, we normally bitch-slap them,
right.
Excuse me, B-slap them, and, and send them on their way.
Okay, well, I can ask you, you guys ever have any plans going on to satellite radio?
Yes, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
It's not XM or Sirius, though. It's a Vinny's satellite.
And he's a local guy who lives down the street and works out of a muffler shop.
Vinny Bamboom.
You were there.
I saw you there.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. We are out of time.
Became tiresome.
Bye!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Jerry.
Ah, that was a brief visit.
Yeah, we like a hit and run occasionally. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
It's the all-caller show. You have a 60-second maximum.
Yes, thank you. I know Don watched Regis and Kelly this morning, but there's one thing I noticed, and I don't know if it was my cable system or not, but I noticed during the opening segment, I heard some noises that sounded like somebody was cutting the cheese. And at one point, Kelly kind of looked over at Regis and giggled a little bit after one of them happened. I just wanted to know if anybody TiVo'd it or if anybody else noticed it.
I think we all pretty much watched it today. As opposed to American Idol, I love the Regis show today.
This could be big news if we miss this, that he was, Regis has just had major surgery.
We've all got it on tape, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's what, like one of those Larry King.
I have a TiVo'd.
My man Duke.
Good to see the Duker again.
Duke.
And I noticed that during the Letterman interview, he did it once. And just kind of
hold on. So you're saying like more than once he broke wind during the show, you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's at least five times I counted during the opening segment where I heard what sounded like him breaking wind.
Bye!
We'll research it, friend.
Yes.
Don't know what to tell you. We'll research it. Lots of great moments on the Regis show. Him pulling up his pants leg to show you the scar where they took the artery out.
Oh, man, his Jackie Gleason leg.
What an old man. What an old man leg it is. He's got
sea of blue.
At one point, they've got all the doctors up there, and Regis is thanking everybody. He's saying, thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you, Dr. Buzz. Thank you, Dr. John. He says, thank you, David Letterman. Thank you, Kathy. He calls Kelly Lee,
yeah.
Kathy Lee.
And how about the difference between Letterman and Regis when it comes to the medical procedure? Letterman, who knew all his doctors almost on a first-name basis,
right,
knew the procedure, knew everything about it. And Regis, you know, saying like, why'd you take it out of my thigh?
I did? I told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good welcome back Regis show today.
It was.
Now that I would send some money for. Like for Regis's upcoming funeral.
Well, maybe they'll be doing it for his upcoming funeral. If all the money goes to her, he can afford his funeral.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And the producers of American Idol can afford to feed starving kids themselves.
you want them to give the money.
Yeah, you know, hold on a second, caller. You're going to get your time back here.
You are obsessed with this.
And this also pissed me off. They say the night before, News Corp, Fox, makes $1 billion on that show. They're very generously going to give 10 cents for every call if they get 50 million calls.
Uh-huh.
They get 70 million calls,
right,
but they decide, we're only going to give 5 million. I mean, would it have killed them to give the extra 2 million?
I wouldn't think.
That's where I get pissed off. It's mm-hmm. like, and then you want to throw images of crying kids at me, and you want me to pay while I'm looking at an ad for a corporation mm-hmm. when you can't pony up the money?
Okay, I'm gonna surprise you. That is one area where I was in agreement with you. I think if you're doing that benefit, which they did last night, and really it was 80, 90% of that show last night, why are we breaking for commercials? That should have been commercial free.
Amen.
They should have done that, and they should have underwritten it, and that's the way. What are they underwriting?
Hey, Joe, what did I tell you when I was lecturing you this about the show today? I told Joe before the show, I'd be impressed if they came on and said, you know what, tonight, all of the commercial time, we're running the commercials, mm-hmm. but we're donating the money that we get for these commercials
absolutely
to the charity, which would be even bigger than them going commercial free, because they make that $2 million I'm talking about
easy
in the first two commercial breaks of that show.
That would have been a very nice touch. You know, when it lends credibility when they're asking us to give. That would have been, I think that would have been a very good idea. I'm sorry now that I think of it. I'm sorry they didn't do that.
I'm sorry. I felt.
That really would, you're absolutely right about
that. I felt so manipulated, and here's the other way that I felt used. And normally I like being manipulated.
And used.
They never said flat out, it's going to be a telethon show. They never said,
right.
They alluded to the fact it was going to be a special show. If they would have just come out and said, for 1 week, we're just going to drop the facade, and we're going to do a benefit show. Right. I'd go, oh, okay. I wouldn't have watched
okay.
it.
Okay, I understand
but
that.
But instead, they came on and they had the people stand up one at a time.
And I agree also it's a leap of faith. I donated, and I really do hope that that the money that is received through this does get to the to those images that I saw, because I thought those images, especially some of them, were absolutely gut-wrenching. I mean, I really, really did. And I really... You're right that they're vague about where this money's going to go. They have so many different things that they were mentioning last mm-hmm. night. I really do hope that, that the money does get to where it needs to go. You hear that all the time, especially about some of these overseas charities, that the money that is collected, gets in the hands of a bad government and right. then gets into warlords and things
sucked.
Like that.
The whole thing sucked. It was like with celebrities, like I'm supposed to want to send money. Because the not gay guy who pretended he was gay on Will and Grace comes out and makes a joke about Sanjaya.
You know what would change your mind, seriously? What would really change your mind is if you had, you're an empirical person. You're a cynic. You're like I am in a lot of ways. You like to see the evidence. You like to see, show me, really show me. Until you see that, it's very difficult to... to process it and to see it. And I'm kind of the same way. It's very tough to, to pony up that money and to donate that when you're not sure what's going to happen. But would you not, if you were, to say, hey, here's 10 million of this and bam, bam, here's the money. They show it going from this step to this step. You see the trucks or the planes arriving. You see
that's
kind
of like
absolute turnaround in people's lives.
That's the argument I got into with Janet last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying
I'd like to see a follow-up on
it. We're seeing footage of Simon Cowell and Ryan Seacrest taped months ago. It's the same footage they've shown for months. They sent her, no lie, across the street
right.
from where they taped the show to a freaking boys' club.
Where does Paula Abdul get the free pass where she doesn't need to participate in this thing?
And for the umpteenth million time, if they really wanted to do something, if Idol really wanted to give back, they make all this crap about just donate a dime. Please, if those guys open up their wallet, just do it and just shut up.
No, I think that
put on a stupid show.
What I'd like to see is the combination of both. I think if they're asking us, you're absolutely right. They ought to take their commercial breaks, and that's the best idea I've heard. All our profits from the commercials tonight are going to go. I'd really like to see that. Mm-hmm. But I'd also like to see a follow up that, and I think they owe that to the people that donated money last night to show that their dollars really, because you see, I mean, we're constantly in this country bombarded with these type of organizations, and I pray that it's even 50% true that some of the stuff they were talking about actually gets done. I took a leap of faith. I hope it works. Especially
see,
after all that.
I don't like what I'm supposed to believe. Ryan Seacrest, he's the spokesperson. He's the lead guy on this.
In this case,
yeah. I'm supposed to believe him. Mm-hmm. The last time I checked,
you're making me feel bad about
the
donating.
Last time I checked. He has done great things. I still think of him as Ryan Seacrest from Star 98.7.
Yeah. Right.
When we used to go to Los Angeles and laugh at him because he was such a bad disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's turned it around.
Right.
But is he in charge?
Well,
of course he's not in charge. He's a disc jockey.
Quite, yeah.
So really, where's the money going? And
you don't see on the website. On the website, the name of the – there's a specific name for the charity, and I don't remember what it was.
You don't jip people by telling them that at the end of this, I'm going to be very brutal. At the end of this telethon, one of these six people is going to be decapitated. Mm-hmm. That, in essence, is what they're saying. The career-wise, because that's the payoff we get every week on this show.
The carrot on the stick.
We get to see the head mm-hmm. go into the peach basket.
Humble, humble plop.
Okay. It comes right to the end of the show, and they've still got the big knife out there.
Peach basket.
The big, gigantic head cigar cutter.
Right.
And they're saying, no, you stand up. You're safe. You stand up. You're safe.
Drama.
Oh, no, you too. Ah, what are you might be beheaded tonight.
It would have been a nice balance.
But you know yeah. what? Because it's charity
having
night,
a fatality at the end of the show.
Everybody's safe.
Yeah.
All that crap we told you about how it was so important. Ha! We'll roll all the votes over till next week. Suckers. I have really violated the rule. I apologize.
You had to get that off your chest.
It had to be said.
I will turn my mic off.
Wow, look at him go.
We're doing
excuse me.
All callers.
There you go, Mike. That's what happens whenever Don turns his microphone off. Hello, Don and Mike Show, all callers show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
I'm fine. Don has turned his microphone off.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about Don Geronimo's commercial that he does for the home mortgage place out here in Sacramento.
Quite not.
Don does a fine commercial for that, although I haven't heard it. That's a commercial that's running in Northern California?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm terrible. Oh, your microphone's back on.
Yes, we know.
It's a Northern California call.
We know that I say whatnot in it. And that we have a whatnot rule on the show. It's kind of a joke. I'm sorry you don't get it. I'm turning my mic back off now.
Did you say you're calling from the Northern California area?
I'm calling from the Northern California area. Yes.
I'm sorry, you're out of time. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Hello, all caller show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Guy, please. Don's taking a little breather.
No, that's unfortunate.
He's still listening to you, though.
I'm still here.
He's still here. He's still here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I loved his American Auto rant. I totally agree with him, and I'm tired of seeing that kind of stuff on TV when I'm watching a game show. But I called for American Chopper. Did any of you guys see last week's episode?
You'll have to mention the episode to me. I see a lot of them, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
This was when they go back to Paul Sr.'s farm of all his miniature animals.
Did you know something about Paul Sr.? He gives a tremendous amount of money to charity.
I saw it.
Don saw it. He just told me that.
With the animals.
Am I going to have to like be a conduit? Like go?
Did you see like his miniature ponies?
Did you see his miniature ponies?
Yes, they were great.
That was a good episode, wasn't it?
It was funny with Mikey, wasn't it?
Was it funny
with Mikey?
I loved the part with Mikey, but did you see how retarded they were trying to clean up the barn?
I sure did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
I'm out.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Sorry we couldn't chat more. Hello, all caller show. Mike O'Mara here. Don sitting in the room with his microphone turned off because he and you're coming up on that violation. You know, you will have paid the price in a little bit on that. I don't think it has to be permanent. Yes, caller, go ahead. What?
Hey, what did you all think about Paula Abdul's outfit last night?
I thought her melons looked fantastic on this show.
Great fun bag.
But it doesn't make up for the fact that Simon and Ryan go to Africa. Randy goes to
breastfeeding. It's not just for moms anymore.
Randy goes to Hurricane.
We've heard for years that the breast is best.
Hurricane ravaged New Orleans, and Paula takes 10 paces outside of the studio door of American Idol and goes to like a YMCA.
We've heard for years that the breast is best.
I would have liked to see those melons pop out. They were dangerously close to popping out, didn't you think, caller? But I'm doing all the talking here. What?
That they were. We were hoping they were.
Thank you. You're out of time.
Bye!
Hello, all caller show. Hello, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello, Don.
Yes, Don's nodding hi. Don, say hi.
Did you guys get to see the Larry King interview with Stephen Baldwin?
I did not.
It was fantastic. He wouldn't answer any questions about Alec. Uh-huh. And Larry asked him if that's how he does his niece.
All right, I'm sorry. Hold on. Excuse me. My band is over here.
Okay.
I have to jump in.
Right.
He has already taped his mea culpa for The View.
Oh, really?
Poor bastard.
Is it Rosie and Barbara Walters that are doing that interview?
Yes, they're tag-teaming him. Poor bastard. I saw a clip of it today. He's got to sit there and... First off, he's resigned from 30 Rock.
I tried to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he tried to. Man. Doesn't want anybody to be dragged into this thing. It's like he's being brought on TV like he's a mass murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's have a telethon for Alec Baldwin.
There you go.
Baldwin gives back.
Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's okay that I jump in now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
Baldwin gives back. I like that idea.
Keep in mind, if you ever just want to bogart the airwaves during the all-caller show, go ahead.
Okay.
Then you just
gotta, I don't have anything that I'm really passionate
about.
They
just got to sit out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So that's the way it works if we manipulate, if we monopolize the time, rather. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
What?
Mike.
Yes. Yeah.
Buzz, thank God you're here.
Mm-hmm.
No, that
Buzz.
Show is not funny.
No. Buzz.
Yeah.
What is the capital of Alaska?
Gnome.
Juno.
That's good.
That is good.
Juno. That's clever. Hello. That may be the most clever call we get today.
Don and Mike show. Oh, I hope not.
I think there's a real good chance.
It's only 3:30, Mike.
That's okay, I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to make a little wager here.
Don't. That's like negative thinking.
Yes, it is, but it's true.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, because you...
Juno.
No, because you can help swing that pendulum.
Well, but I mean, just on a raw subject, when the caller came in, it, you know, didn't set it up as a joke and just got it out there, and it was very, very clever.
How do you know this call won't be even better?
I guarantee it won't be.
No, it might be.
Hello?
This call will not be better. But, Milord, Milady?
Yes.
How much did Mr. Simon LaCowell donate?
I believe zip.
Simon LaCowell.
Really?
All right, can I say something about that? Can I just give you my two cents on that, really?
Sure.
I agree that they should do all this, and I agree that it would be nice for the celebrities on the show to say, hey, do like Ellen DeGeneres did, say I gave $100,000. It would be nice. But you know what? They're just like everybody out there in TV land. The only difference is they're major stars. You know, you can't guarantee they're going to do that. The fact is that, yes, was the show crappy? Was it kind of schmaltzy and laden? My only feeling is if it does accomplish even half of what they claim they're going to accomplish, who gives a rat's ass?
Here's the thing, though. How many people saw Simon Cowell on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago where they said he makes $70 million a year?
That's a lot.
It's really hard to look at somebody like that who's up there telling you to give your money and they don't give any money.
Bye!
So sorry. Hello, Donna.
I didn't like Warren a suspension, did I? Was I monopolizing the time?
Negative.
There?
No.
All right.
You're more interesting than any of these callers, my lord.
And you are too, m'lady.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yep, it's the all-caller show. It's us against you all day.
Please do something to get the Orioles off of HFS so we can listen to your entire show.
Well, let's see. Outside of a plane crash, I really don't know what we
God
can
forbid.
Do. What we can do to stop the Baltimore Orioles from broadcasting this year on our Baltimore station.
And it's going to happen again tonight because nobody's flying anywhere.
Oh, everybody on HFS, stop listening to the Orioles so they put Don and Mike back on.
Okay, we appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
That's a loyal listener.
We are rain out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, pray for rain outs.
Right, there you go.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. And the drought. Help the farmers. Pray for rainouts.
Hey, the Chinese are going to be seeding clouds.
Right.
You hear that? Sure. Chinese are going to be seeding clouds.
Oh,
you know what? You know what we didn't have on the show yesterday, and I don't know if anybody's got it today, so I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here.
What's that?
Did you hear the Sangina story about Sangina's mom? Busted for pot?
Didn't. Yeah.
Major bust for pot?
Yeah. No, I got that, too.
Like, really did time?
I got it in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got, his mom grew it.
They say that's why he might be so incredibly mellow.
Yeah. Also, I got a
because he's high.
I got a whole big thing about him, too, kind of going down the line about which team he plays for.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Very good.
Gay.
Well, maybe.
Say it isn't so.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hard to believe, huh?
I know.
Young man like that.
Hard to believe.
So machismo.
Sports fan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You know, although let me do say this about that dumb telethon last night. I thought Ben Stiller was really funny. That was a good
hysterical
bit. And I thought Jack Black was hilarious as well.
That was great.
You know, and
too.
The fact that they had Seal sitting right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Those were good.
That was clever.
So see, not everything was awful.
No.
Hello? Simpsons? Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
Simpsons was good.
I like Simpsons, too. But they're not real people, Rob.
What?
Hello?
I was wondering, what's the occupation of Belcher?
Like, what does he do for a living?
he makes phone calls to radio stations, and we pay him a six-figure salary.
Okay.
Okay?
And my other,
and he donates it all to charity.
There's more. It all goes to the charity called Belcher Gives Back. Where we sent the Belcher to Africa.
Yes, and to Katrina.
Where he just burped in front of people's faces.
Or excuse me, New Orleans. I don't think I'm going to name the city after the hurricane.
Katrina, Louisiana.
Katrina, Louisiana. That's nice.
We gotta go down there to Katrina.
Okay. So what's up, my friend?
Hey, my last comment is they should just chop off the hot dog those guys. That's all they do.
Wait. Your phone is breaking up. You're saying something about chopping off the hot dogs.
Chopping off a man's penis? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Hot dog.
Why is that?
Less kids, less deaths, right?
What are you talking about?
Whose penis should we cut off?
I'm talking about African kids.
About who?
African kids.
The kids over there.
Where are you from?
The Idol Show. The kids that they show.
No, where are you from?
He's from Uranus, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is.
He's gone.
I knew something had to be causing that itching.
Well, it's an all-caller show, and it's begun, Mike.
That last caller, just about as clever as the Juno, Alaska.
Almost.
Juno.
More calls. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.